On This Day with Gunners and Ali. It's Friday, the 20th of August. Let's find out what happened on this day.
US boxing promoter Don King. You know the one. He looks like a troll with his hair all
right,
stuck up.
Yep, I know who you're talking about.
He's 90 today.
Scottish actor Sylvester McCoy, who played the seventh Doctor Who, he turned 78.
This guy is a legend. Former lead vocalist with UK band Led Zeppelin. Today, Robert Plant is 73.
American weatherman Al Roker is 67.
We're going to get to your local forecast coming up in the next 30 seconds.
Vocalist and guitarist with Gangajang, Mark Cal Callahan, is 64.
David Walliams, the UK comedian, turns 50 today. He's brought us lots of funny moments, especially from the British TV comedy Little Britain.
I'm a lady and my name is Emily Howard.
Classic. US actress and singer Amy Adams is 47.
Jamie Cullum, the English jazz pop singer, is 42.
British-American actor Andrew Garfield, 38.
He's done loads of things. He was Spider-Man and starred in the incredible movie Hacksaw Ridge.
And US singer, songwriter and actress Demi Lovato is 29.
It was on this day, 1912, General William Booth, founder of the Salvation Army, passed away aged 83.
Winston Churchill said this.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few.
Yeah, that was in reference to the Battle of Britain, and that famous line happened on this day in 1940.
In 1964, this happened.
Goldfinger!
Yep, Shirley Bassey recorded the James Bond theme song, Goldfinger.
Dolby introduced their noise reduction system for recording audio tapes on this day in 1967.
In 1968, the new National Gallery of Victoria opened in Melbourne.
The first electronic pocket calculator was introduced by Texas Instruments in 1971.
And in 2017, we lost a comedic legend, Jerry Lewis, passed away, aged 91.
Riding their jalopies to the dust and route to Hollywood on bus.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for the 20th of August.